Module 2B. Listening, page 32, exercise 2. Listening for GIST. You will hear a radio discussion in which two students are talking about their first few weeks in higher education. Listen to Leanne and Harry. Did they say what you predicted in 1B?
It's that time of year again when many school leavers are about to embark upon their college and university courses. Today we've invited into the studio Leanne Wilson and Harry King, both final year students, for their tips on how to survive the first few weeks. Leanne, we'll start with you. Were you nervous about going to university?
Hi. Well, in a way, I'd been looking forward to it, but my main sort of panic, if you like, was that I didn't know anyone.
But you met people fairly easily?
I met loads. Many of them were on my course, but you've got to be careful you don't just stick with these people. You really miss out if you do. Oh. And try and be open-minded. Just because people don't speak to you doesn't mean they're unfriendly. They could just be shy. The main thing is, you know, to get involved with anything and everything. Even if you can't play tennis to save your life, have a go. Join the tennis club, Scrabble club, drama society, whatever. Just so you meet a wide variety of people.
Absolutely. At the art college I'm at, there are always so many things going on in that first week. I really wish I'd taken more advantage of all the clubs.
Why didn't you?
Well, you know, I was scared of not doing enough work, when actually it doesn't really matter. It's more important to sort of get to know people, as Leanne says. I was a bit shy, too, and hadn't got too much cash to splash around. But actually, what you have to remember is it won't be that intense for the whole term. You might as well make the most of it while you can. Things do settle down, and you won't be staying up all night spending money all term.
While we're on the subject of money, how did you cope on your student budget?
Well, I mean, it's not rocket science, is it? As a student, you've got two options. If you want to spend money socialising, you can cut down on what you spend or earn some money. Some people choose to live at home and save on food and accommodation. I felt it was important to stand on my own two feet, so I rented a room in a house with some friends, and we cut costs by buying books together, second-hand or over the net, getting our clothes in charity shops, living on pasta, that kind of thing.
So you didn't do what many students do and get an evening job in a bar or supermarket?
The thing is, studying architecture, my workload is so high. It would have meant no social life at all. But I obviously got a full-time job in the holidays.
Sure. What about going to lectures? I imagine that's very different from lessons at school.
That's true. Where I went wrong at first was trying to write down every word the lecturer was saying, which meant I ended up not really listening. In fact, you're normally given the notes so you can just kind of add to them, underline important bits and so on. Quite a few people don't bother going at all, actually, but I think if you don't, you miss out. I know it's only a basic overview you get in an hour's lecture, but it does help you to know which areas you need to focus on and read around.
Isn't it difficult to kind of structure your day if you only have a few hours lectures a week?
Actually, I didn't find that bit too difficult. I kind of set aside a time when I worked best and stuck to it. And my main problem was, and still is, that I have no self-discipline. You know, I doodle, email a friend, but someone turns up for a coffee. I just waste time, really.
So do I. It's not that you aren't interested in the subject or anything, it's just that life has a habit of getting in the way. And the work piles up, and then you get stressed, all these essays to write.
Well, we're very grateful to you both for coming in, but I'm afraid we've almost run out of time. Next week, we'll be talking to...